A rainy look ahead Wednesday. The Jaguars put that Carolina loss in the rear view, and they've moved on to week two. The Miami Dolphins come to Everbank Field Sunday afternoon. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars finally ready to put that 20-9 loss to Carolina behind them and move on to the Dolphins this Sunday here at Everbank Field. Plenty of focus on the Jags' offense this week after Gus Bradley said Monday that the group played cautiously last week and that quarterback Blake Bortles needed to do a better job of giving receivers a chance on 50-50 balls. And Bortles reiterated some of that today before practice, but he made it clear that he believes the sky is not falling.
You know, you got to have the mindset of wait till you see what I do next time. You know, so I think as a team and definitely as an offense, we have that, you know, with kind of a lackluster performance. We want to get out there and you know, kind of, I guess, show that wasn't who we are and be better. So I think definitely there's a little bit of sense of that, but we got to, you know, stay true to who we are and go through the process and preparation just like we did last week.
Now, Blake could use a true vertical threat this week, and they might get one in wide receiver Marquise Lee. He practiced limited on Wednesday after missing significant time this training camp and preseason with a hamstring injury. And for the second-year receiver, it's time to get out of the training room and contribute.
Any way I can help and, you know, just be back and be around the team and just feel like I'm doing something. That's my main mindset. Got tired of sitting back watching. You know, I want to be out there producing.
Some other notes from Wednesday on defense. Limited work for Sindarik Marks on the D-line finally, coming back from the ACL tear. Left tackle Luke Jokel did not practice after missing most of the second half last week with an ankle sprain. If he can't go, Sam Young would be the left tackle. And tight end Julius Thomas worked out limited off to the side. That's a good sign, though he's likely a couple of weeks away. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. This week, John, is all about Blake Bortles and the offense responding from a tough outing.
Well, and he talked about it today, and it's clearly out there. They didn't play well. They didn't play as they wanted to. And he said today all the right things that you have to say when you have a game like that. They believe they'll be better. He understands they have to be more aggressive. At this point, it's what, 4 days away?
Yes.
At this point, you got to go play, and that will be what answers the questions, not what he said today.
A few guys back on the practice field today, so it seems like, at least from first glance, this team's getting a little healthier now.
Well, it's a step. Yeah, Julius Thomas is out there working on the side, I guess is the best way to say it. Don't look for him. Sindarik is also back. Sindarik Marks is back limited. Be very surprised if he plays. But Marquise Lee, there is a chance on Sunday. I'm not going to say with that hamstring, as long as it's lasted, I can't sit here and say, yes, he's going to play. But it sounds like he has a chance. He's going to test it. That hamstring is a dicey thing, but if he goes, it has a chance to be a different offense with him on the field.
Jags are here at home on Sunday, and then they go off on a three-game road trip. That makes this home game pretty darn important.
Well, I think it's important. If they had the next 15 games at home or away or in, you know, Kansas, this one's important. I guess not only because of the win, but because they didn't play as well on the first game as they wanted to. If they lost, win, whatever, this team with the young players on offense, it needs to play well. It needs to play better. It needs to show itself that it's the team that it thought it was during the preseason.
Of course, today Blake Bortles talked to the media, and there's a lot of questions this week about Jaguars play calling, especially in offense. And yeah, Blake had some thoughts about that today.
Well, he was asked what he thought when fans criticized play calling. And we talk about some rookie mistakes and some young mistakes. He said basically compared it to kindergartners who question somebody in college. Rookie mistake, shouldn't criticize the fans. I'm sure he gets that. And now the answer is go out and play and win.
There you have it. There we go. Week all two right. Is underway, John. The Jaguars are back at practice on Thursday. All the post-practice coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.